Welcome back into Hawks Huddle here, episode 13. Jacqueline Kula and Mark Haskinet back here on the podcast. Jacqueline coming from Toronto, Mark here in Waterloo, just surviving here in the lockdown. Jacqueline, hoping that we can sort of get to an end. I know it's kind of looking optimistic, but we're back here for another episode. Thank you to everybody tuning in on Radio Laurier and for everybody watching on our YouTube channel, Hawks Huddle Podcast. We encourage everybody who is listening on radio to check out the channel and see our beautiful faces, both Jacqueline and I. But yeah, back at it here, the Super Bowl this past weekend, Jacqueline, that's kind of the big thing that we're going to be focusing on tonight. No guests for us this week, but we had the Super Bowl and we want to recap that for sure. Mm-hmm. The Buccaneers and Tom Brady win their first or their second Super Bowl. It's Tom Brady's seventh Super Bowl, though. A quick, thought on what you watched on Sunday, Jacqueline.
You know, there was so much hype for this game. Like, you and I talked about it. We talked about it with Ronnie Laud. I've been talking about it all 2 weeks. How, you know, we weren't so happy because we kind of want to see Packers Bills, but when we really thought about it, we're seeing Mahomes against Brady. It's going to be the game of the century. It's going to be the craziest thing ever. It's probably the most boring game I've ever watched in my entire life. I'm going to be honest with you. Maybe because also I wanted the Chiefs to win. You and I were kind of talking about Chiefs.
Yeah.
The game sucked.
I mean, it kind of did. That's harsh. I didn't think you were going to come out and have that that bold of an opinion on it. Honestly, it didn't live up to any of the expectations. I mean, you have Tom Brady supposed to be passing the torch to Patrick Mahomes. I mean, two of the best quarterbacks that we've kind of seen in the Super Bowl. And that's the game that we get. Just not too great. Like, we were expecting it to come down to the wire. That's what the broadcast was saying. That's what the odds were saying. And the Chiefs were held to only 9 points. The Chiefs were not able to even score a touchdown. The Buccaneers won 31-9. I mean, how surprised were you? How about this, Jacqueline? Were you more surprised in the Buccaneers' defense or the Chiefs' lack of offense and the penalties? And how about the drops? I mean, Kelce had a few drops. What kind of impressed you more?
You know, I'm going to say that, like, before I get into the Chiefs, the Tampa Bay defense should have won MVP. I think Devin White should have won MVP, first of all. But, you know, if you can, I would just give it to that entire defense. They were just way better than I ever thought that they could be. I never thought of them as a defensive team. You know, defense wins championships, and we clearly saw it.
Yeah.
But I'm more surprised by how poorly the Chiefs played. So, but I think that the reason why they were so bad was they were missing O-line pieces. Mahomes was hurt. I know they said the turf toe wasn't a big deal for him. He was running a lot, so I don't think it was all because of him. And the drop passes were just, that can't happen, man. Like, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, you got one of the best receiver, tight end core in the entire NFL. And just drop passes after drop passes. They just played. And then the penalties too on defense was another thing. Like, just the entire Chiefs team they just did not come to play. They didn't prep properly.
No.
Maybe they just were expect, because I think they just didn't expect what Tampa was going to bring, and their offense was just, I mean, their defense was just so much better than we all thought that they were going to be.
It really was. I agree with you. I mean, I know we really can't have 11 MVPs, but if you could, like, the whole defense should deserve that award, because not only was it the front seven. I mean, Shaq Barrett had a couple sacks for Tampa Bay. The linebackers, you talked about Devin White. I mean, oh my God, that guy is special.
Yeah.
That guy is such a beast. And Levante David as well. Even Antoine Winfield had a good game, and the peace sign that he was able to, he was able to get that back to Tyreek Hill. I mean, just every unit of that defense put forth an incredible game. There's also some, like you said, there's also some blame to go around, a lot of blame to go around for Kansas City. And that goes to Travis Kelce dropping passes, but they just weren't prepared. The penalties, jumping offside on a fourth down on a field goal attempt early in the game. You had their punter who shanked a punt in the first quarter too. Kind of just every aspect of the game for the Chiefs, it really, really didn't work out.
Nothing was going well.
And that kind of leads to Tom Brady picking up his 7th Super Bowl. No other team in the NFL has won 7 Super Bowls. Tom Brady himself, the top of the list with 7. A lot of people this past week have been talking about how great he really is. Jacqueline, a lot of people want to bring up Michael Jordan and some of the cross sports things. I really kind of hate when people do that. We shouldn't really be comparing NFL to NBA or MLB.
Right.
I think it should stand, though, that Tom Brady, in my opinion at least, for sure, is the GOAT of the NFL.
Yeah. I think it really ruins my whole case about Rodgers. I think it really, like, I think I might have to say that Brady, I don't know, he's not the greatest athlete of all time. Clearly, he's not the greatest athlete. But, like, you can't really say the greatest football player of all time. It's so hard because of the positions. Like, you know, I would say Lawrence Taylor's the greatest football player of all time just because of what he did, right? But when you look at quarterbacks, man, like, I think you have to give it to Brady. I think, I hate to say it. I know I'm pro Rodgers all the way. He did win MVP. We'll talk about that after.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, coming to this team, not knowing the system, bunch of new guys, a new coach, the first time in 20 years, and to win, like, and we were talking, I was actually watching some of our old episodes, and I was saying how Tampa will not survive in the playoffs. I was saying that. I was saying that there's too much drama, it's too new, they're not ready.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I'm like, crap, I should not have said that on the podcast. Now people can go back and watch that. And I was so wrong. I was so, so wrong, because they really did what none of us thought they would do and win a Super Bowl in Brady's first year. And all the drama, I don't think the drama was even real, honestly. And just the injuries and the new players and just so much happened. And for them to win really shows us something of what Brady is about.
Yeah, well, it does. It sure does. And, you know, they caught fire. You know, they were 7-5. That was after, and that's kind of when we were first starting our podcast, Jacqueline. And I remember they lost to the Rams, and not too long before that, they lost to the Bears, where Brady forgot which down it was. Exactly.
That
so
was great.
You had these instances in the Bucs season where it really didn't look like it was going to work. And they caught fire. They won 8 games in a row, obviously the last one being the Super Bowl. And it just goes to the whole team effort. The defense, Leonard Fournette, you know, we talk about playoff Lenny is what everyone's calling him now.
Yes.
He had a big game, so I like to see that from my former Jaguar. But it just all kind of worked out, and now you hear all these accolades. Brady's the first to win it across 3 decades. You know, first to do this, first obviously in his first year with Tampa. So super, super, super special. The weekend also performing at the Super Bowl. I think, you know, considering the game didn't live up to the hype, did you think the weekend lived up to the hype, Jacqueline?
I liked it. I don't know about you, but a lot of people were trashing it. It was more than I expected with the kind of performer that he is. He's not Lady Gaga. He's not Beyonce. He's not Shakira and J-Lo. He's not going to give us that kind of performance. Because honestly, I think that the girls really win when you look at Super Bowl performances. I know Michael Jackson and Prince were years ago, but in this decade, I think the girls really win because of just Beyonce. And you get they're performers. The Weeknd is a great musician, but he's not a performer. He doesn't dance. He doesn't put on a show like that. But with what he did with his, you know, I guess with his kind of talent, was I thought it was great. I thought he was telling a story. It was interesting. I was engaged. He sounded great. He was singing live, I think, as well. And he put $7 million of his own money. And I liked it. And So what do you think about it?
I mean, I thought it was a little creepy at times. A little bit weird at other times. But you know what? I enjoyed it. I mean, between that and between the streaker that came onto the field,
yeah,
I thought
that's the best part of the game.
I thought that made up for the whole Super Bowl, right? So
I agree.
A weird story on the streaker. Apparently there was a prop bet That paid out crazy if you were to put on, and he put money on that. Like, I don't know if that should be allowed. Like, that sounds like Pete Rose, like rigging it. Like, you buy a ticket to go to the Super Bowl, but he won like $300K on the fact that he went in onto the field.
I heard,
and he's gonna get released from jail anyway.
Right? I think he got released with like $1,000 thing, or maybe it was more. I could be wrong, but yeah, it was just crazy. But now when you should never do that, because now you're also banned from ever going to a sporting event. I think so. Like, I would never do that, because I you get your 5 minutes of fame, but then it's like you can never go to another game again. You're like wasting everything.
I know,
for that money,
depending on how much he won, it might have been worth it. But like you're saying, yeah, he's not going back to a football game. He definitely isn't. But I thought the weekend, though, to go back to the weekend, I thought it was a pretty good performance. Like I said, a little weird at times, but he's a great singer. It looked like you said, it didn't look like he was lip syncing, which we've seen in the past.
Oh yeah. The oh my god, when was this? Years ago, Red Hot Chili Peppers and Bruno Mars performed, and it came out that the Chili Peppers, the instruments was not live. It was pre-recorded drums and guitar, and people were like, that's crazy to me. But apparently the NFL told them to do that, so you don't really know how it always is. But I liked it. I think people are hating on it too much. It was trying to tell a story. I liked it, and it was probably the best part of the Super Bowl, honestly.
Yeah, honestly, definitely one of the better parts. The weekend was pretty good. Before we kind of move on from the Super Bowl, who do you think has a better shot at getting back there next year, the Chiefs or the Bucks? Because it does look like Brady is going to be back, and it looks like Gronk may be back with him. Who do you think's got a better shot at going back?
I think Chiefs. I think a healthy Chiefs team is just a better team. They are a better team. They just didn't come to play. They just were not ready. There were too many injuries. It was too many drop balls. It was too many. I think there was just too much stuff going on in their personal lives as well with Andy Reid. I just don't think they were in the right headspace. And I think next year, if we got these two teams the way that they were playing all year again, these exact teams, I think the Chiefs are going to win. But who knows, maybe this is the downfall of a team. You know, we've seen that with many teams, how they go from the top, then they lose in a Super Bowl, and then it's like, you may not even make the playoffs now.
Yeah, it's hard to make it back to the Super Bowl, and it's hard to, as we've seen, it's hard to win back-to-back. I mean, we haven't seen it in 15 years. I'm with you. I think the Chiefs would win. It's not making excuses. Like, a lot of things did go wrong for the Chiefs in the lead up to the Super Bowl. They lost their Pro Bowl tackle, Eric Fisher. They've already been out without their other starting tackle, Mitchell Schwartz. The Canadian guard, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, opted out this year. So their offensive line was banged up. Okay, you mentioned Andy Reid and the controversy that happened just days before with his son. That's in his head, no matter what. Yeah. That's in his head. It's his son. So it's not making excuses. There was some things for the Chiefs. Hey, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won. They played a much better game, but the Chiefs did have a few things going on. And I think if you match these teams up in let's say a best of seven series, like we see across other sports, I'd pick the Chiefs. So I'm with you there. I agree on there. Tampa Bay was able to celebrate today too, had their big boat parade. They already broke. They already broke one Lombardi with Gronk a few years back. You see Brady throw it from the boat.
I cannot believe that. And you, and in the video, you can even see his daughter saying, no, don't throw it. Brady was just he was drinking, I think, as well. I think he posted something. He had some tequila, which Brady doesn't even eat any form of sugar. Like, Brady is the most strict person ever when it comes to his diet. So for him to drink, I think, is crazy. He was having a good time. It was interesting because they were all on boats. I guess they're in Florida. But I didn't see a lot of masks, and I saw I was reading the rules, and it was like only families allowed on a boat, and everyone has to be in a mask. I didn't see any masks. I saw just a bunch of young people partying on a boat. So it was for sure interesting to watch what was going on.
It was like the Tampa Bay Lightning, who won the cup, they did the same thing. But like, now with all these rules and everything, and why was that kind of allowed? Like, they were having a good time, and that's great. They won the Super Bowl, and they're all on the same team. But now you're kind of congregating with the families and stuff. So
yeah, but there was fans there, and it's like a lot. Yeah, it was pretty wild to see him. Brady was just having the time of his life too. Yeah,
Brady was having the time of his life. I mean, good for him. I know the video of him kind of stumbling when he got back onto onto land. I mean, that's crazy. But Tom Brady got his seventh, so that's big. The night before the Super Bowl is what we want to kind of transition to now. We had made our award picks a few weeks, I think, but right before the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We had made our kind of Hawks Huddle award picks. The real ones were announced on Saturday. Any real surprises? No real surprises, Jacqueline.
I think Defensive Player of the Year is a bit of a surprise to me. Mm-hmm. I think it was between Aaron Donald and TJ Watt. Aaron Donald won. Listen, Aaron Donald is just one of the greatest football players we've ever seen. But when you look at stats, I think I mentioned it on our episode, TJ Watt had a better season. Yep. And I think JJ Watt was tweeting about it as well, saying how TJ really should have won. So I think that's really the only surprise. Other than that, Aaron Rodgers wins. I think we expected that. Derrick Henry, Offensive Player of the Year. Yeah, everything else was pretty much what we said. Justin Herbert, Chase Young, Alex Smith, Kevin Stefanski all won their awards. But really just the only one was the TJ Watt one.
Yeah, I that kind of slipped my mind a little bit. You're right there. I mean, Aaron Donald, you're right. He probably is the best defensive player in the league. But based on this season, and that's what the awards are given off of, I mean, TJ Watt kind of deserved it for this year. You listed off the stats. I remember you doing that on one of the last episodes. And he did, statistically, he had a better season. So I agree with you there. I would have gave it to TJ Watt. Russell Wilson also won Walter mm-hmm. Payton Man of the Year. So that was pretty cool to see. And then the Hall of Fame class got announced. Mm-hmm. And I'm super happy that Calvin Johnson got in. Peyton Manning also got in. Charles Woodson. Mm-hmm. Drew Pearson. Also got in.
Being snubbed last year after 30 years, finally getting in, which was really nice to see. I think everyone got a lot of big names got in, of course. This is for sure a really good class of guys. Like, you got Peyton Manning, who just retired, what, 5 years ago, I guess, when he retired.
Yeah.
It's early. It seems crazy for him to get in so early just because he was just playing. But, you know, legends, these guys are all legends, of course, and they all deserved it for sure. So it was cool to see that. And then, yeah, not much really happened. It was weird because it was a virtual award show, because usually, like, we got, like, a few comedians coming up. We got a bunch. But it was actually very well done.
I know. I would say the same. Yeah, it was well done. I mean, in an empty stadium, Steve Harvey was there and everybody else was mm-hmm. there. I thought it was a good produced show, and they did what they could. Yeah. So it was definitely a good show. I mean, you were watching it live on Saturday mm-hmm. night, right?
Yeah.
No, I saw it too. So it was definitely good. I always enjoy that event leading up to the Super Bowl. I've always liked how the NFL puts it the day before mm-hmm. The Super Bowl, as opposed to some other leagues who do it at the end of the season.
Yeah.
So I've always kind of liked that. It was a good, whole lead up to the Super Bowl. It was a fun mm-hmm. Super Bowl weekend. And kind of disappointed though by the game. I mean, now we're going to have to go, what, about 6 months without football, Jacqueline?
Yeah, but then again, we got Combine coming up soon. Well, I don't know how that's going to work. It's going to be virtual, I guess, but I always love Combine. I always study Combine. I always take my notes. And then we got the draft coming up. And then we got a lot of time off. But this year's going to be great because of free agency and trades that are going to happen. We just had Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff trade, and now Deshaun Watson trade is coming up hopefully soon. Carson Wentz, maybe Jimmy Garoppolo. We got a lot of names that want out. So I feel like it's going to be a really interesting offseason. So I feel like we're still going to have a lot of things to talk about for sure. We may even be surprised about some players leaving or crazy trades. Like, we might see some crazy trades this year.
Oh, we definitely could. I mean, that's what everybody's kind of been talking about. This is going to be a crazy, crazy offseason between the quarterbacks, and there's a few really good receivers mm-hmm. that are going to be on the market. Of course, all the crazy talent in the draft. It's going to be a wild, wild off season, and it already kind of started with Matthew Stafford. They're saying that Carson Wentz might get traded like this week or in the next couple of days.
where, like who, like what kind of trade is that going to look like? Is it going to be a quarterback for a quarterback, or is Wentz ready to be like, maybe do you want to have him as a backup? Maybe, I don't know, Green Bay as their backup, and then, you know, do the Brett Favre Rodgers move.
Yeah.
But they just drafted a first rounder. Yeah. So that won't work. I don't know what's going to happen. I feel like what's going to happen is going to be a shock to us. I don't know what it's going to be, but I think it's going to surprise a lot of us. I feel like maybe it'll be like, are there three-way trades? Does that even happen in the NFL?
I don't know if there is three-way trades. I don't think there is. But maybe there could. Maybe it's just we don't see it often or regularly. Maybe what I'm really, really excited to see is when that Watson trade happens, because it seems it really seems like he's not going to be on the Texans next year. And like that trade's going to be wild. I know the Jets have kind of been the favored, like, rumor. Like, they're going to be giving up, like, 2-3 first-round picks. And I think I said this last time. But, yeah, like, if Matthew Stafford was worth that much, how much do you think Deshaun Watson is going to be worth?
Right. Because, like, yeah, to the Jets actually makes sense, because it gives Texans second pick, getting Justin Fields, who really can be a star. And then, yeah, you got to do a bunch of draft picks as well. Or, like, who knows what's going to happen? Or even, like, I know we were giving our predictions weeks ago, but, you know, with the Stafford-Goff trade, it really, really shows us how much you need to trade for one guy.
Yeah, and that's Matthew Stafford, who's still a great starting quarterback, who's, I think, 10 years older than Deshaun Watson. So, you know, to trade for a guy like Watson, who's as young as he is and as good as he is, wow, it's going to be a lot. And that's why everybody who's saying for the Jags to look after him, or try to get him, not look after him, but try to trade for him, trade Lawrence for him, I wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, I'd like to keep Trevor. So, but they're really, you know, the kind of the saying is there is no offseason in the NFL.
There's not.
It's going to be super, super exciting. And we'll break that down throughout this show. I'm sure we'll do you know, more of a focus on some other leagues throughout the next several episodes here on Hawks Huddle, right, Jacqueline?
Right.
Focusing in on, you know, NHL and NBA. It was good talking to Chris Haynes a few weeks back. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a great interview, but we'll keep up with all of the latest NFL news throughout this off season, and talk obviously about a few of the other leagues on Hawks Huddle. But that's kind of all we wanted to focus on tonight. I like that Vince Carter shirt, by the way, Jacqueline. Like that? Yeah.
Yeah, slam, baby. Yeah, I love it.
Oh, rookie of the year, is that? That's a...
Yeah, I think so. No, Carter, man, he's one of the legend.
Yeah.
Toronto legend for sure. I never got to see him play for the Raptors, unfortunately. But, you know, every Raptor fan knows Vince Carter. Everyone knows he's a legend here.
Exactly.
Always.
Exactly.
Did he retire?
He did.
He did, and he's the oldest guy, right? He's the oldest guy in the league, or he was.
He was, yeah, he was. I mean, he played so long with so many different.
Every team, yeah, he went everywhere.
And never, and there was all those rumors about him coming back to Toronto, and he never did.
Yes, I know, it's too bad he couldn't do like a 1-day contract to retire as a Raptor.
I know,
like couldn't do that. I don't know. Maybe there's too much. I guess drama.
There was a little bit of bad blood with him leaving. I mean, the Raptors made it up with him, but when they first broke up, it wasn't, they weren't on too great of terms. So, but yeah, no, we'll probably focus a little more on the Raptors as the NFL enters a bit of a dead period as well over the next couple of weeks. But yeah, that's what we had for tonight. Again, we really do appreciate it for everybody listening on Radio Laurier. Like I said, our channel on YouTube, Hawks Huddle Podcast. Thank you for everybody watching on there. We hope to be back next week with an interview. But other than that, that was our opinions on the Super Bowl and the end of the NFL. What are we going to do without football, Jacqueline? It was a great season, though. And the way I kind of want to end it is just, great job by the NFL of kind of getting through every game. It didn't seem possible.
I did not think, first of all, in the last summer, I was saying football's not happening. There's no way it's not happening. And then we had a little bit of some bumps along the way. I'm thinking, season. I think we talked about it weeks ago, or even over a few months ago, about them canceling the season and going to the playoffs. and they really did everything, and everyone, you know, there were a lot of positive tests unfortunately, but nobody got really sick. I didn't really hear about any players getting sick, and I think everyone stayed pretty safe. And we got a full season, which is just was not expecting it. And I really like what they did at the Super Bowl of having I think it was over 7,000 healthcare workers, vaccinated healthcare workers. I thought that was a great thing on the NFL to do. Which I loved. That's probably my highlight of the Super Bowl, was watching that. But yeah, I think NFL really did a good job, and I'm really happy that we got our season.
Exactly. Yeah. From game one to the Super Bowl, that was this past weekend. It was just great that they were able to get it all in during what was a crazy 2020, and still is a crazy 2021, even though, like we said off the top, things seem to be getting a little bit better.
Hopefully September will all be okay.
Hopefully so. Everybody is optimistic. But that is going to do it for us on Hawks Huddle tonight. Make sure to drop a like and subscribe to our channel. We appreciate it as always, and we'll be back next week here on Hawks Huddle. Have a great night.